Global economic leaders alike will be tuned in tomorrow for comments from Fed Chair Janet Yellen and the European Central Bank chief. Both will address a gathering of central bankers this week in Jackson Hole, Wyoming. More on these stories can be found at townhall.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios of KCNR 1460 in downtown Reading, in the, as we call it, ground zero of the retaking of Reading right here. Good morning, everybody. It is 5.5 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock, 530-605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And I'm here, of course, with Trish Clark. Good morning,
Trish.
It's Thursday. August the 24th, the day after my granddaughter's birthday.
Wow.
Wow.
66 degrees in downtown Reading. Only going to get up to 100 today. Tomorrow, we're still only looking at 166 in the evening. On Saturday, back up to 104, just for a day or so. And then Saturday and Sunday both are going to be high again, 106. Oh, here we go. But down to 67 in the evening.
There you go.
We're going to get through this 100-degree weather.
It's ending.
It's got to end soon. And then get down to some balmy 90s to finish out the fall. Or go into the fall.
The one day of fall.
The one day of fall before we get into the winter. Absolutely. The weather is always brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. It's cool to be a Shasta Gas Propane customer. Locally owned and operated, they give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
That's right. Better-known business out of Anderson. Why down in Anderson? Because it was easy to start the business in Anderson. That's why he moved.
I just love
That's
all the Anderson
why he
talk.
Moved. Oh, you should have heard it. Did you hear Aaron yesterday?
Okay. Yeah. I love the whole thing.
Oh, the whole thing.
You guys are finally figuring it out.
That's the place. But that's okay now that maybe Reading is seeing the light here. Blinded by the light. Okay.
The lights from Anderson.
You know, usually we start off with different things here, but today we've got Maddie Nightingale here. Now everybody's going, well, who is Maddie Nightingale? Well, Maddie Nightingale, you may not know, but is famous if you are a waterfowl expert or a duck hunter or anybody that is in this ilk. Uh-huh, that she is famous. A local girl. Good morning, Maddie.
Good morning,
Maddie.
And she's here with her uncle, grandfather.
Grandfather.
Vince Ayell, who is obviously, he's just bursting here. Yeah. He's just bursting with pride about his granddaughter. Maddie, tell us what you do.
Well, basically, you know, people typically use a duck call, which, you know, it's kind of like a little instrument. That's like basically the most common thing to do. And then there's me, where I don't really use one unless I'm out hunting. But
Maddie is the call. She has won 6 waterfowl calling contest and is entering in. I guess you've got, is the big one coming up now? Just the duck calling contest.
Right? Yeah, this is the state calling competition where basically I can only do mallard for the competition.
I'm a guy that's out there with, I have 6 different turkey calls that I carry around with me.
You could just take Maddie with you, and then you wouldn't have to have all that
but
stuff.
But she does waterfowl. But I bet if Maddie put her mind to it, she could probably make a great sound of turkeys.
I can do the little hen cluck.
You can? Uh-huh. Okay, well, later on we'll get into that one, because we may go hunting then.
Yeah. All right.
Now we saw you and we saw your story in Enjoy the Magazine, and we were talking about it. I said, you know what? We got to get her on, and then Grandpa gave us a call here, and we said, right now.
You know Grandpa was listening to the show. I mean, that's a good thing.
That's a good thing.
Well, not quite. Tom Basanko Who listens to the show. And then some of my friends, fish and game guys down at the club where I go, they listen to it. And
a lot of people listen to the show, Vince, and I'm sure that you're going to be among that group. When we do local stuff, I mean, local politics, local, but you know what? When we see things like this, we are on it like I'm not going to say on a mouse because obviously Maddie's not a mouse. But,
yeah.
But how about a duck on a June bug? There you go.
That'll work.
Okay, now, okay, you're here? So we need to hear. Okay, so you and Maddie just does this. She doesn't have a device like everybody else has. You just use your mouth.
Yep.
And just your own natural sounds. Okay, so tell us what it's going to be. Tell us what this one's going to be.
Let's see. I'll do my Canadian goose, or it's also known as a honker.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Well, that was pretty good. I know. Bob's over there. She's trying to find his shotgun. Okay. All right. What else we have?
I have a speckle belly.
This is...
Oh, my gosh. So that's incredible. Did you just, like, listen to them and then imitate their sounds? Or is there... How do you learn that?
Well, basically, my grandpa and I, we would go fishing all the time when I was about, like, 3 years old. And, you know, there'd be kind of geese swimming around and ducks. And he used to be able to call honkers and geese and everything because they didn't really have duck calls when he was younger. And
they were lucky they had ducks. Oh, there was my shot there, Ben. Okay.
Now, oh, boy.
Okay. Okay. I'll lay off because now you're going to listen to
this.
Okay.
So he used to be able to do it, and he's like, hey, why don't you try it? So I started off with my speckle belly and the Canadian goose, and then eventually we heard about these calling competitions from my cousin Rocco. And we're
Rocco
like,
Ayala?
No.
Lucido.
Oh, Lucido. Okay.
Yeah.
But that does not surprise you. Do you have a Guido in the family?
Yeah,
we're
pretty close.
Okay. Hey, and by the way, don't make any fun of this girl. There's two guys with bent noses come up and talk. He made fun of my my niece. Are you talking about my niece here? Okay. And so then, so Rocco told you about it.
Yeah, so he told us about it, and we're like, hey, why don't we try more calls? And I would go on to Cornell University because they have an ornithology program, which is the study of birds. And so I just type in a name of a bird, and next thing you know, it has individual call in a flock, all kinds of different calls.
It's got them all.
Yep.
Yeah. That's what I do with turkey. I go in and I listen to it, and I practice. Yeah, not as good as she is. Now, okay, so then you are the youngest competitor. Is this true? Or you're
no.
the youngest winner or female?
I'm
or
the what? Only female.
The only female in the competition.
In the state calling contest.
In the state calling contest.
There are females in the waterfowl calling contest.
Okay.
Yeah, which is
it's
that's
a different
island.
You know, perimeters of you know,
okay.
what
All
they
right.
do in each
But
contest.
You've been winning though, right?
In the waterfowl.
Yeah, waterfowl I have. State last year I got fourth, which I mean that was pretty good for me
yeah.
because I'm competing against two world championship callers, so.
But wow. but you know, do you learn something when you're competing with them at all?
Yeah. I mean, I learn like what I need to do instead uh-huh. of what I'm doing now because yeah.
Okay, so give us another one then.
Which one should I do?
I'll do Sandhill Crane.
All right, I'll do my Sandhill Crane.
I never even heard of Sandhill Crane, so I assume that was pretty good. I assume that. Really, how do you do that? Is it obviously been training yourself, so.
I mean, it comes naturally to me. I mean, considering I've done it since I was about 3 years old.
How old are you now,
huh? I'm 16.
16 years old.
Yeah.
Okay, now, I just have to ask this question. Does this ever come up on dates? You know?
Usually,
let me hear the sandhill.
Yeah. Usually people end up knowing me because of my calling. They're like, uh-huh. oh, yeah, Maddie Nightingale, she's the one that quacks.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Do ducks quack?
Yeah. Yeah, mallards, yeah.
Okay,
usually the hens. The hens do most of the talking because, you know, they're girls.
Can you do ducks without a mouthpiece?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do her
okay.
mouth. That's her best one.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay, let's hear it.
All right.
Ah, 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 ah,
Yeah.
I Maddie, you are just, this is just great. 16-year-old Maddie, she's won contests. She's finished fourth in state. She's the only girl that competes in this. She's from Reading. She's 16 years old. Are other people older that are into this?
Yeah, they have a 18 and up one, and a lot of the guys, they've been doing it for quite a long time.
Well, this is great. Now, what is this going to be in your future? Is this going to have anything to do with your future? Is this help kind of focus you on what you want to do?
I've always thought about being a fishing game biologist or just something along the lines of fishing game. Mm-hmm. And also with me hunting, that's kind of a form of conservation.
Yeah.
So
it is. I tell you, without hunters and fishermen, there would be very few areas out there that have the waterfowl lands and all this, because a lot of their money goes to protect the habitat. So yeah, that does.
So you do go hunting with your grandfather?
Oh yes, yeah, almost every single weekend during duck season.
Okay.
You like ducks?
Yes, it's my favorite.
Really?
Yeah. I love to eat ducks. I'm not much into hunting them, but I sure like to eat them.
You like to eat duck? How do you cook duck? So, I mean, it's you don't cook it, overcook it, right?
We have different ways.
Got to get in here, Grandpa. Oh. That's what that microphone's
okay.
for.
Okay.
I know it's kind of like talking over coffee.
Well, I'm kind of shy, you know.
I can tell. Yeah.
Now, we actually rotisserie them. We have a Ronca rotisserie, and I put them in a brine of soy sauce and garlic and brown sugar and salt and brine it and put it on the rotisserie, and I do it so they're medium rare, and it seems to come out fine.
Okay.
People that don't eat ducks, I have them over dinner, and they seem to enjoy it. And, you know, we can make a duck stir fry, or we made duck soup, roast
duck. You can do anything with
anything
duck.
Anything with the duck.
You can't
duck
use
and
I
eggs.
I fixed mine in the oven.
Yeah.
With a little bacon, because I like, I like to skin them. Yeah. And because I don't like the duck fat so much, and then I just put a little bacon and Parmesan cheese, a little wine. They're
now,
delicious.
Do you have anybody associate? Are you got any sponsors out there, Maddie?
Right now I have Bandit Brands, which is Chad Belding, a guy that I've gone on a hunt with, and they had filmed it about 2 years ago.
2 years ago.
Yeah, 2 years ago, and they've sent me quite a bit of stuff. They sent me a pair of waders, which were about $300, so
not bad.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? As you get up and get out there, you're gonna. I got a feeling you're gonna probably have people like Ducks Unlimited and a few other places wanting to go hunting with you.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? Congratulations.
So what's the call that you're gonna do for the state competition?
That's the mallard. I'll be doing that.
But you need the.
She's got the call.
Oh, you have the call.
I brought my call. Yes, but. Oh. That's very loud.
Oh, you can stand over there, though, and do it. Do you have it on you?
Or
you?
Yes, right there.
Okay, why don't you get it and stand back over there, and let's hear the mallard call.
Wait, like competition style? Or?
Well, I don't care. Whatever you do.
Get
just
back
away. Yeah, better get back.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Competition way to get back away.
Okay.
Wow.
Wow. Yeah, you know, Bob's over there on the board going,
yeah.
No, get your guy.
Well, you got to understand that, you know, when she started mouth calling, that's, a singer. It's hard to go from mouth calling over to playing an instrument. And she has done that. And not a lot of people that do the instruments
can go back to
the
singer.
Go back and sing.
Yeah.
So she is very unique.
It's rare
in what she does.
Well, Maddie, you are just outstanding, and I am so glad that we said we wanted to have you on. And Sheriff Pasenko listens to the show all the time, so thanks a lot, Sheriff Tom, and Vince, and thank you for your service as a deputy here. Because you know what, it's a thin line out there that protects us, and right now sometimes we're going to need help getting into that line. And Maddie, what's the next big thing you're going to?
I'm going to state calling competition, and that is August
20
this weekend.
Yeah, this weekend.
Coming
this
right
weekend.
Up. Oh, wow.
Well, you know what? You give us a call. Give us a call, young lady.
Let us know how you did.
Let us know how you did.
All right.
Okay, I'm going to call it. Call on the phone.
Yeah.
Or you could go by and honk at us.
Yeah.
Okay, one more time before you leave. I need to hear the sandhill. One more time. You know what? This sounds coming out of a movie.
Yeah.
You know, and something's coming behind you.
She could do an elk, too. An elk bugle.
Yeah, it sounds like a squeaky door. I mean, it's all elk sound like that.
Let's hear that. Do the turkey for me. Maddie,
you are
such a sweetheart. And you know what? Here's Maddie. She's just a beautiful young lady. Okay. Well, thank you so much for being here. And you know what? It's picture. Of course, we're going to take a break right now, so we're going to do that. Not only that, Maddie, but all your friends now can come in into our archives, or you can download this, and they can hear you.
All right.
Yeah. All over. Okay. So we're going to do is we're going to take a break, and we're going to get Maddie over here with us here for a photo. All right. We'll be right back after these messages. Okay.
What better way to enjoy a Sunday brunch than with great music at View 202? Linda Bott, Bruce Kalin, and Bernie Baker are back on the veranda with all your jazz favorites served up in style. This Sunday from 11:30 to 2, treat yourself, invite family and friends, and savor good music, great food, and the best view in Reading. View 202 on Hempstead Drive. Call 226-8439 to make your reservation.
Not all solar companies are the same. Neither are all solar installations. Hi, I'm Bruce Blake, president of Powerhouse Solar. Your solar design should be based upon what gives your family the best results, not what is easiest to install. Ground rack, roof mount, sun tracker, you name it. Powerhouse Solar does it all, but not all solar companies offer all these options. Powerhouse Solar is a SunPower Elite dealer, which means your family is getting the best, most efficient solar panel on the market, combined with a system design and installation that fits your exact energy needs. And let's face it, a cookie cutter system can not only cost you more in the long run, but be less efficient. Since 2003, Powerhouse Solar has been your solar energy expert. Let us design the perfect SunPower solar energy system for your family. Call Powerhouse Solar today and let us show you how to get the power of the sun working for you.
Call Powerhouse Solar at 275-5600 or visit them on the web at powerhousesolar.com.
After we inspected the vehicle with a driving problem, I called the insurance company, Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. The insurance adjuster seemed skeptical because the vehicle had recently been repaired, so I invited him to inspect it. The first area was only 1/8 inch off, as was the second. He said, "I don't see a problem. Each area is within tolerance." "Tolerance is accumulative," I said. "This car is 1/4 inch short on one side, and that will amplify over the length of the car. When measured the full length, the wheels will not align. Accumulative damage is often not understood." He said he would check with the shop to do the repair. He called later and said, "They are frustrated, because no matter how perfect they make it, Coachmaster can always make it better." I replied, "If we can make it better, it was not perfect." Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Redding Yellow Cab and they'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Redding Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county no matter the hour. Call Redding Yellow Cab and they'll do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call them at 222-1234.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at 5starbank.com. 5-Star Bank. Professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Hey, you know what? Disco Doug. I like that. Hey, you know, we ran late on that because, look, Maddie Nightingale.
Oh, my gosh.
Is she cute?
Oh, that's incredible. And the sounds, I mean, coming right out of, just in a heartbeat. She doesn't even have to think about it. She
just goes from one
to the other, boom, boom, boom.
And
then picks up the instrument and does it with that. I mean, my goodness, that's incredible.
It is. And she's 16
and
years old. Just turned 16.
Beautiful, beautiful young girl.
And she's a beautiful young girl, too.
Yeah.
And you know what? There's a lot of those big companies out there right now that would love to have. You know, they've already started. She got a million hits. They had her in the blind when she was 14 with Benelli. And they did a little video of it. Boom. Million hits.
Yeah.
In a month.
Yeah,
she's going to be lined up behind her. I told Grandpa, you know, you get the rest of your boys in here with names that end with a vowel, and make sure that little girl gets lots of money here if they're going to be using her image. Okay.
That. Yeah, that was great.
Hey,
way to start the morning.
Yeah, we just heard about Thomas Jefferson. You know, as Jefferson says, you know, the 5-Star Bank, ad, and the University of Virginia. They said, well, how can we get in touch with ourselves? What are things you want to have happen? Well, remember what everybody said? Well, it's going to start with Nathan Bedford Forrest, who started the Ku Klux Klan. And it's going to work its way to Jefferson, who was a slave owner. Well, it's there already. It leaped. And they said, we want the statue of Thomas Jefferson to read, you know, put it and change the plaque and make it in a context of white racism, white supremacy, you know, blah, 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 or remove it. And it's like, well, here it comes.
Yeah.
The Jefferson Memorial in Washington, D.C. is going to be under attack. Maybe not today, maybe not next month, but soon.
See, I just, common
here
sense
it comes.
Has jumped and run right out of the minds of everybody in the United States. Why can you go in and destroy public property, private property? Whatever happened to vandalism? Whatever happened to punishment for destroying something that didn't belong to you? Well, I don't even care what it is. They go in and they take down statues. They destroy them. You can't change our history, you can't rewrite it and somehow change what happened in this country. Those statues, you know, I spend a lot of time traveling in my motorhome. And I go to these small communities where they have these statues and they have the town squares. And they represent the Confederacy. They represent the Northern things. Our history. What this country is about. I mean, my God, that would be like going over to Europe and tearing down everything that had to do with the old castles and everything because you didn't like the... What is wrong with this country? What is wrong with their minds that we just don't say, stop it, that's enough?
When you, if you want to destroy history, when you want to rewrite history, which by the way is being done a lot of times, but when you start doing these things, you know, they say, well, put them in a museum. Well, then the museums will go. And the next thing will happen to be the museums. You know, somebody said, what difference, you know, did it have a difference when they put the statues up? You know, did it make any changes? So what changes should it make if you bring them down? And I understand, you know, what they were saying, but I look at it in another context. What difference does it make if it's still up? Is it impacting on these people that have gone by this by the statue, you know, 1,000 times in their life? Why all of a sudden now? I mean, if you want to have, you know, the dialogue, yes, no place. I mean, there is no place for racism. There is no place for a person of color that when a cop pulls them over that they're in fear of their lives. There's no place for that. I mean, you know, that they, you know, it should be is that people are treated the same. If you're a lawbreaker, you get treated like a lawbreaker. If you are a black man with dreadlocks driving down in a Rodeo Drive, should you be pulled over just because of the way you look? Of course not. Of course not. Should you be treated differently than you, Trish?
Absolutely
attractive
not.
Young woman driving in your Mercedes, driving down Rodeo Drive, would they pull you over? No, of course not. You know, so here's the thing is, there is bias. And it could be in some cases because, well, every Instead of looking at each as an individual, we look as a, you know, cause. Okay, I've seen so many, you know, I see this, you know, five times out of seven, it's going to be a criminal. So I need to do something about it. Well, in reality, you don't. I mean, unless somebody's done something wrong.
But you know, Carl, I refuse to believe that this is, yes, there is bias. Yes, there is racism.
Of course there is.
Absolutely. But is it on every street corner, and is it in every conversation, and
no,
it is
in
every
no.
street, in every part of this country, on
no.
every moment?
No.
No, it's not.
It's not.
And so we should absolutely and expeditiously attack it and go after it when it happens.
You know,
but my gosh, we can't live our life every word we say second-guessing every time you open
you can't
your
do
mouth.
That. Can't
you
do
can't
that.
Do it, and we shouldn't be expected to. They want to change our language. They want to introduce new words. They want to change the meaning of the words we say. No. I'm just to the point where no. I'm not going there. I'm not going to learn to be politically correct. I am not going to worry about every time I open my mouth that I'm going to hurt somebody's feelings. If I inadvertently hurt your feelings, I'm sorry. That was not what I meant to do. And I'll apologize profusely. But I will not live my life in fear of offending someone. Because they're too thin-skinned to live in this real world.
Well, you know what I have to say about that?
What? Let's take a break.
No, let's say, how did we sleep last night?
We slept marvelously.
Not together.
Not
I yes. slept marvelously with the beautiful Linda.
Yes, of
course. On our sleep number bed. And you know what? Right now they have this new 360 smart mattress that as you move around in the bed, it automatically adjusts to you. Oh, come on. I mean, how good is that? I mean, it's won technology awards for this. Sleep number beds. You know, you've had yours for well over 10 years.
Yes.
And we've had ours over 3 years, maybe even going into 4 years now. And we've never had a better. We've never had a better sleep at
and if,
night.
And if you've been out and you just kind of exercise a little extra or you do something, change that sleep number and you can just feel it kind of fit around your body and just lull you right to sleep.
You know, the thing too is that, you know, right now at Sleep Number, you can get half off on their special price mattresses. You get great. This is the biggest sale that Sleep Number has for the whole year is right now. And you can get a real good price on that new Sleep Number 360 bed. But you got to go down to the Target Shopping Center over to the store over there at the Sleep Number store. Go in and talk to any of the professionals. Lay in it. Feel that 360. You know what? It is absolutely, I mean, it's intriguing. You know how the, we just heard the calls from Manny mm-hmm. on that one call for the Sand Hill Crane. I mean, it's, you know, it kind of goes, wow. Well, that's what happens when you lay down in one of those beds. Wow. All right, head on over down there. This is your call to action. Tell them that Carl and Trish sent you down there. Go lay on their beds. All right, we are going to take a break here. I'm going to come back, and I'm going to talk about something I mean, we've got it's just going to be you and me today.
Yeah, all right.
I'm going to talk about something I said yesterday. And what happened immediately after the show. And I think that we need to discuss this because it's an impact in this community. And it's more of an impact than I realized. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
It's the Redding Kia Summer SUV Clearance Event going on today at Redding Kia.
It's the real deal, and the savings are real big.
Like up to $4,000 customer cash on the 17 Kia Sorento, the highest-ranked midsize SUV in initial quality.
Up to $3,000 Kia lease cash on the all-new 17 Kia Niro Hybrid, the highest-ranked small SUV in initial quality.
Get $1,000 customer cash on the tough Kia Sportage.
And $1,500 on the 17 Soul, the highest-ranked compact multi-purpose vehicle in initial quality.
And during the Kia Summer SUV Clearance Event, get 0% financing on Sorento, Soul, Optima, Forte, and Sedona.
Complimentary lifetime oil changes with every vehicle purchase.
So take a test drive, make a great deal, and be happy during the Redding Kia Summer SUV Clearance Event.
On approval of credit subject to prior sale, must finance through Kia Motors Finance for 0% and lease offer end September 5th.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com.
Redding Kia, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, reddingkia.com.
Tobacco and Brew has been a sponsor here on KCNR 1460 since we started the station 8 years ago. A long-standing Redding tradition, Tobacco and Brew is locally owned, backs our veterans, and does so much more for this community. It's located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Check out their new lines, new products, new briar pipes, and of course, the famous walk-in humidor. Come in and see the newly remodeled Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week.
It is tough establishing a new business in California, and even tougher if you're trying to understand the multiple laws that seem to have no other reason but to make your life harder. How do you deal with those legal hurdles while trying to build this new business or expand an existing one? By having your own qualified expert assist you. Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in business law and is well versed on the morass of legal questions facing a California business. Douglas Wright, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or douglaswrightlaw.com.
KCNR, Free Fire Radio.
Blinded by the light.
Blinded by the light. No, that was, we played that during the solar eclipse. Blinded. You know, I only, you know what people say is that, well, how long did you, you know, you can't look at it from, you know, it'll make you blind. Well, I understand it. It looked like a picture of President Trump kind of looking up in the air. He said, hey, I'm only going to look at it until I need glasses. Oh, maybe that was something else. Good morning, everybody. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio right here at KCNR 14.
Even you, Carl. Even you.
Even me.
Can't leave him alone.
Can't leave him alone. 66 degrees going up to 100. Now, we're going to talk about things. I've got a bunch of stuff written down here about the media and Trump and the, you know what, you know, if Trump does, frankly, Trump, you know, leaves himself open to a lot of these things. However.
And don't we all?
Don't we all? But however, he's been doing some things that are really, really solid. We're not hearing about it. We're going to talk about that in a little bit. This portion of the show, though, is brought to you by Home Helpers and Sharon Clark. You know, Sharon Clark, I just kind of talked to her a little bit yesterday via texting because it's hard to get her.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's the best in-home health care you're going to find. Everybody handpicked. If it's short-term, like, say, for an operation or surgery, I mean, she's there. If it's long-term, in-home, professional health care of high quality, and everybody knows you. You just, you know what? You just feel better in your own home, surrounded by your own things.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Well, you need to talk to Sharon Clark, homehelpers.com. And her phone number, of course, is 226-8350. Give her a call. I mean, this is who is, you know what, is as the Bob gets older, and he's damn old right now, that, you know, when he needs help, I would go to Sharon Clark for him.
There you go.
Okay. Hey, I'm here with Trish Clark. 66 degrees going up to 100 today, so that's not too bad. It's about 23 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. I want to talk about something that happened yesterday, Trish, because we talked a little bit about it during the break, and I know you have feelings about this. Yesterday we were talking about how they just had this huge heroin bust.
Yeah.
And it wasn't the low light. The low guys. This was, they got some guys that were dealing it, had it, guns, money, 7 pounds. Neighborhood policing unit, boom, hit them. 7 pounds of heroin. Bob, look up how much that would be worth on the street. 7 pounds of heroin. And so I made a comment about, well, it's going to raise the price of heroin a lot here, and you're going to see people, you know, walking in circles because they don't have their heroin, you know, out in the streets. Well, somebody wrote in here, she said, you know, and whoever it was, I don't know if it was a female or male, said, you know, it's, you're making fun of a situation for a lot of us that's serious. You know, have lost children to heroin, or the grandparents that are raising their children.
Yes, exactly,
and,
right.
Well, immediately after the show, and he said I could use her name, really good friends of ours, Gordon and Debbie Bond. Gordon comes in, and he says, I want to show you something. And so, you know, so as I come out, and I'm talking to somebody, and I turn around, here's Gordon talking to Linda, and he has got the most adorable little baby on his shoulder. This is Gordon's grandson. They are adopting the grandson. His son, several years ago, fell into the horrors of heroin. The baby was born and spent 2 months in intensive care as they fed it methadone and brought it down off heroin. The baby was born as an addict. And the prognosis is this baby is just bright-eyed, smiling, you know, alert. Just like you'd expect a four-month baby to be. Grabs your fingers, smiles, you know. Mm-hmm. You know, just does it, the giggles and all that. I mean, just absolutely a beautiful baby. But they don't know what's going to be in the future. The little boy Jackson could have learning difficulties, but they don't know. And the state or the government, the child's going to have medical care its whole life. Which, you know, you talk about, oh, it's Medicaid, or, you know, you get this. In cases like this, this wasn't this baby's fault.
Yeah.
This baby was born with this, you know, addicted.
Yeah.
And he's going to need help. I don't know. But it's a perfect example of what that person said. These are people we know and love.
You know,
they have a child for the rest. They're at that point in their life.
Their grandparents, they're ready to.
At the point in their life where, you know, retire. Oh, he had a beautiful child, you know, hand it back. No. They're there. Gordon and Debbie, you know, bless you. God bless you guys. You know, but this is an affliction, and that I, you know, that if you look around, we all know people like this.
And there are hundreds of people in Shasta County, grandparents raising their grandchildren from these kinds of drug situations. We talked a little bit at the break, Carl, about what's the impact on a mother who is regularly smoking marijuana, at legal marijuana. What's the impact on that baby?
I don't
carrying?
Know. I don't
and,
know.
And how? What kind of an impact? You know, years ago, I remember the LSD thing and babies that were born addicted to LSD, and as a result, ended up with all kinds of learning disabilities and just never live a normal life and have all kinds of addictions and things. We can't put those kind of things, foreign substances, into our bodies and not have impact on us, on the people that are around us, and certainly the children that we're rearing in the process.
The
of
infants,
that.
You know, they stop. They don't want you to smoke. Why? Because they've done studies on that. They don't want you drinking. Okay, why? Well, it has impacts in the natal, and of course, drugs, hard drugs, but marijuana. You know, marijuana. People, you know, you think of, you know, 18 or 21, 22, or 15 on. What's the long-term impact? We don't know yet. I don't know how many studies have been
done. Well, you can just look at them and figure it out.
But here's the thing is smoking it while you're pregnant, and it stays in your system, I don't know what kind of impact. And with the heavy amounts of THC in it, will it have an impact on that child? And now, are we going to know that? And has there been long-term studies? Now, somebody, you know, a reputable school or university says, we've done long-term studies. No, it's, you know, it has no effect. But I don't believe that, because anything that affects your mind has got to affect other parts. And if you've got a baby that's growing inside you,
yeah.
I mean, when you think, I mean, it just stands to reason that too, that baby that's growing inside is also going to be affected.
I'm very leery of the whole thing with the legal marijuana, and I know that we have it in this state and we have it in other states, and so goes California, so goes everybody else. I can't help but think that there's anything good about that. I recognize the benefits of medical marijuana. I still firmly believe that if, in fact, there are benefits out there that are available for people who need it, it should be prescribed by a doctor in a pharmacy setting, just like anything else. I can't buy the recreational marijuana is not going to be harmful to this society. I think it's proven that it has. And the places, Colorado is having all kinds of problems because of it.
And when the person, and the guy that wrote it from the school system there, the doctor who heads the largest school district in Denver, says, we're having problems with it, you know, and he goes on. He gets attacked by people calling him names. They're calling him liars. I mean, he's using facts. Hey, we've got kids in our system that are using this. They're, you know, their scores are going down. They're missing school. They're blah, 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 blah.
And he says, these are
statistics that he's using. He's not making it up. And yet people attack him because he's old thing. Oh, you're just an old guy. I mean, what kind of argument is that? You're an old guy, so you can't be smart? What?
Yeah.
How about you're a young guy on marijuana?
You haven't been smoking the marijuana with me. How can you possibly know what I know? Well, okay. My brain's still clean.
Here's one of the one of our people in the chat room. We had the pleasure of getting to hold and play with little Jax. J-A-X. I like that. The little guy is beautiful and very lucky to have amazing parents like Gordon and Deb. Perfectly said.
My heart goes out to so many of them. I have several friends that my age who have children in their home that are in grade school, high school, and I think, oh my gosh, that's got to be such a challenge when you should be able to travel, enjoy your retirement, and now all of a sudden you've got a child in your life that's gonna need you as a parent till they're 18, and they're gonna be in their 90s by then. Just think about it.
Yeah, Gordon Dev's not gonna be in their
90s. No, but when they. Yeah. But
then they have a grandchild.
Yeah.
That's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. Anyway. Okay. Hey, we've got to take a break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms. You know, Bastiani Arms, I love all these guys, Jonathan, they and their children. You know, he has started the store. They started the store, gosh, 8 years ago. Still thriving. Still growing. Why? Because one real reason is their customer service. Now, they have, this is where we buy our guns. In fact, I'm going to go down, maybe even this weekend. And check out one of these new guns they have that I've been looking at. Because I don't buy them anywhere else except Bastiani. And there's a reason for that is because they've got the best prices. They've got all the accessories I want and more. In fact, I'm always walking out of there with a little more than I thought I wanted because it's such good deals. And they have a real solid concealed carry program that they teach with Seth Stokes. He takes you out in the range. He makes sure that people know how to use those guns they buy. It doesn't get any better than Bastiani Arms. 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading, open Tuesday through Saturday. Give them a call, 222-8222. And veterans, yeah, you get a good deal there. We'll be right back. Tell them Carl sent you. We'll be right back with Trish Clark. And we're going to be talking about, I like to talk about what's happened at Dignity, with the Dignity Health Building.
Tribute band bringing you the great music and legendary sound of the Doobie Brothers. Join us Friday, September 8th at 7:30 p.m. as Wind River Resort and Casino welcomes Doobie Rock, the music of the Doobie Brothers, live in the event center with all the amazing vocals and driving beat of the Doobie Brothers music. Doobie Rock, the music of the Doobie Brothers, is a show you will not want to miss, performing their greatest hits. So get ready to go rocking down the highway and listen to the music of Doobie Rock, recreating the harmonies of the Doobie Brothers and performing their classic music with unique spot-on vocals. A must-see show. Purchase your tickets now at the River Club or windriver.com. Tickets for this event are just $12.50 each or a table of 10 for $100. Don't miss your chance to see Doobie Rock, the music of the Doobie Brothers, in concert at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center Friday, September 8th. A good time will be had by all. Must be 21 to attend. Download the Wind River app on Google Play or the Apple Store. Concerts are better at the River.
On Saturday, September 9th, bring your family to the fair, the annual Orchard Nutrition Center Health Fair.
Hi, my name is Chad David here at Orchard Nutrition Center. We've been holding our annual health fair for several years now. Our goal is to show the community what's out there for organic, GMO-free, natural. Show what vendors are actually local to Shasta County, Trinity County.
You'll have an opportunity to sample some of the Orchard Nutrition Center products and talk directly to vendors. Enjoy great food from the barbecue, including chicken and sausage from Smart Chicken, beef from Hat Creek Grown, and the always delicious Orchard Pizza. Entertainment from blues guitar singer Jimmy Limo, and plenty of fun for the kids, including a reptile party, raffles, and much more. The annual Orchard Nutrition Center Health Fair, Saturday, September 9th, at Orchard Nutrition Center, 221 Locust Street in Reading. For more information, visit them on Facebook or online at orchardnutrition.com. Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
Hey, Carl, let's find a new place to eat. Do you have any suggestions?
Have you tried the Cedar Tree Restaurant in Palo Cedro?
No, I haven't yet. What's it like?
Hey, it's great. Locally owned and operated. The owner, Susan, does a superb job. Food's outstanding, and the entire dining experience is well worth that short trip to Palo Cedro.
Okay, what are their hours?
7:30 to 2, Saturday through Tuesday. 7:30 to 8, Wednesday through Friday. You won't be sorry that you went out there.
All right, let's go.
Here's another energy-saving tip from REU, Redding's Electric Utility. Consider replacing incandescent light bulbs in your home with energy-efficient LED light bulbs. LED bulbs use up to 75% less energy, generate no heat, last up to 25 times longer than incandescent bulbs, and offer comparable or better light quality than other types of lighting. For more energy-saving tips, visit us at reupower.com or call us at 339-7200. REU and you, powerful together.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Trish Clark.
Thursday mornings, I really enjoy this after I finally get out of bed.
After you roll out of bed.
I hate it when that alarm goes off at 5:30.
Hey. You know what? Bella LaVie Wiggs is bringing us this segment.
That's what I need. I need a wig. And then I have to get up so early.
Time for a change. Time for a new hairstyle. You get the Trish Clark hairstyle. Just whip it on your head. Come to work, and you don't have to worry about it. You can go see Heidi at Bella LaVie Wiggs Boutique. Right there across from the Cascade Theater right there. And it's on the corner. So you can just walk on in there. Hey, you tell them that Carl and Linda sent you. You get a discount. Yeah, get a discount down there. That's okay. Somebody cover for me.
All right. Surprised me.
I know. I surprised myself. Dignity Health Building. 80,000 square feet of building. Okay? They're going to put down there by
again.
The river. And so what happened? It was stopped for an indeterminate length of time because of a letter written by lawyers out of Sacramento representing... essentially a group of people, but one part of it is the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers. There are questions about the environmental impact of this, of the building. So everybody's taking a step back and said, well, let's go take a look at this.
In the reality, they've already done that because they've done a mitigated negative declaration on the process with project, which in fact is an environmental document. And so they have taken a look pretty much at everything, and they determined already by moving forward that there was no significant impact that could not be taken care of in the construction. So as soon as you get an attorney involved, we're going to spend many, many thousands of dollars.
Well, Dignity is.
Well, whatever. Dignity is a lot of time, of money.
Could be months or years.
Absolutely. And at the end of it, they'll come up with a document that says there are no significant impacts that cannot be mitigated during the process. It'll just be 14 stacks of paper, employ a whole lot of people out there to do a whole lot of things, and nothing changes, and it doesn't stop the project in most cases.
Well, they're not going to stop the project. This is the first phase of a two-part plan that's going to have could have three buildings down there, but this first one, 80,000 square feet, putting up, it's going to have a lot of jobs, building it, and a lot of jobs inside it.
Yeah,
because
they're
still going to have Mercy Hospital. This isn't going to take the place of that.
And they're going to create a whole lot more jobs for a whole bunch of engineers and scientists and people that are going to be looking at Indian burial grounds and plants and rocks and you name it. They're going to have to do a study on everything I just mentioned and more.
Well, you know, it depends.
That's what an environmental impact statement does.
That's true, but it can also be as the people that have brought their said, hey, look, we have questions about this. If they're met, they'll just say, okay, it's fine, go on. Okay, you've answered our questions. We withdraw our opposition.
Yeah.
Then that could happen.
Yeah.
Well, it could. I mean, it could. It could happen. Yeah. You don't know. Yeah. Okay.
Tooth Fairy and somebody said, Betty and all that.
Well, somebody says that Rocky Slaughter, who's no longer lives here, he's up going to law school. You know, and first of all, how would you like to have a lawyer named Rocky Slaughter? Okay. Now, if you were a prosecutor.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to throw up our prosecution team. It's led by Rocky Slaughter.
Yeah.
And he comes in there, you know. Yeah. Well, Rocky doesn't look like. Rocky, you know, is a very bright, as we know, a guy, 1,000 tons of initiative like that. But he's not 6'4", you know,
yeah.
A Cheyenne Bodie or, you know, or a The Rock or something like that. But the name, just a name. Okay. Our prosecution team headed by Rocky Slaughter. But that's okay. Our defense team is headed by Lucky Jezrani.
Yeah, there you go.
Is that great? Okay. Anyway, somebody, you know, and Rocky says, well, they're just mad because they're still mad because of the Sheraton.
But, well, and that may well be. But yeah. You know, an environmental, the demand for an EIR doesn't stop projects. It doesn't, in the long run, actually change the project. What it does, it spends a whole lot of somebody's money, a lot of time, a lot of effort, and you end up in the same place. I can name 15 things in Shasta County that were just drawn out and drawn out and drawn out and drawn out to do an environmental impact statement.
How about Anselmo's?
Well, that got drawn out to the point where it ends up closed and done.
Well, you know what I just heard?
What?
There's going to be a wedding out there.
Yeah, okay.
No, I mean a wedding. So maybe they're starting to open again.
Huh.
Who knows?
They still have work that has not been done.
Well, I know. That sale that was, you know, from Southern California fell through.
Yes, it did.
So.
And then the.
How much money could you and I together, could we write a check for like, you know, like $1 million and buy it, just take it off their hands?
You know, they purchased it for a little over $8 million and they have it on the market for $20 million.
I know.
And that boggles the mind. The original owner invested $30 million plus into the project, sells it for $8.7 million just to get out of California and never, ever come back. They take it, let it completely deteriorate, close, overgrow, plants are all dead. I mean, it's in terrible shape out there, and now they want to double their money. I'm not sure how that works.
Well, they've got to be making the payments on it, too. And how can they be making the payments on it? And so there's no money coming in at all. They planted all the new grapevines, but I think they're dead.
I think they planted a couple, three times. The marijuana crop did pretty good, though.
Yeah, I heard that it was on the other side. That was doing good. But you are bad.
I know.
Was it really marijuana out there?
Well, yeah.
Well, of course, there's always been. You know what? You haven't lived. You have not lived.
Well, except that it wasn't, you know.
Okay,
Rivera was, if you remember, dead on marijuana.
Oh, Rivera, you have not lived.
He was out there in the helicopter.
You have not lived or died. You have not lived or died until you've been in a helicopter with Rivera, his Huey, and you've got a gunner's strap on, and I'm sitting there with an M16 because they shoot at us sometimes. Oh, really? There's marijuana there.
You know, we all have great fun memories of Rivera Anselmo.
I'll tell you what, Rivera Anselmo.
And is. You know, and he's I recently saw him, and he's doing really well. In fact, most of you guys, we wouldn't recognize him because he looks very healthy, and he's lost a lot of weight and is doing some bodybuilding. Very happy back in his estate. Yeah, he looks marvelous, and it still has the great.
Does he carry a gun still?
Yeah, absolutely. Oh. I'm sure. And,
up and down. I mean, this huge house he lives in. He says, "Does he get one of the people there?" Say, "Bring me my gun."
I know. I think he just has it on him, like he always has. But no, very, very much. He sends his best to all you here, and
he loved the people here.
He loved the people, but he would never
step foot back
in the state of California as
again,
long as he lived. Not
again,
ever.
Not ever. And you know what?
Doesn't
a lot of people,
feel like
but you know, a lot of people that just you know hammered Rivera's. After this thing's over, and the other people are getting hammered by the county, you know, and you have to ask yourself, well, was it really Rivera? Okay, part of it was. We all know that.
Yeah.
But how much of it was the county? Because now these other
99%.
Other people can't open this thing up.
Well,
and they keep. Well, but yeah, but you can say that. Well, but it's it's their fault.
Well, in this instance, because the map was drawn out, I mean, in order for that property to sell, we must go back in time and remember that he spent a great deal of money with the engineers and what have you to get the zoning appropriate,
yeah, right,
to get the map of what had to be done. So it was approved, the zone change, all of those things were approved with a list of conditions. When they purchased that piece of property, they had the list of conditions. You must do this. There was a roadmap set up.
But they did a lot of those, didn't they?
No.
They didn't do any of them?
That's the problem. Not very.
Okay, so you're saying the county's not at fault this time?
Pretty much.
Okay, county, take it all back.
No, I mean, in this instance, to the best of my knowledge, it is the fact that they have not done the things that were required by the approval of the zone change.
And every day, I don't know, is the value of the property going up or down?
Oh, but
we
got to
run. We
got
to run. We're here at the 8 o'clock mark. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot of things to talk about. And here's a chance for all of y'all to pile on. We'll be right
back.
Bring
us what you want to talk about.
Tobacco and Brew brings you the news on KCNR Shasta Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Long lines are forming at grocery stores as Texas Gulf Coast residents prepare for a slow-moving tropical storm expected to drop as many as 20 inches of rain. That means flooding is the main concern. Harris County Office of Emergency Management spokesman Francisco Sanchez.
The forecast currently calls for anywhere between 12 to 15 inches to as high as 20 in some isolated areas for an entire region. So it's not like we're talking just about that for a small area. We're going to have that kind of rainfall across all of southeast Texas.
A hurricane warning has been issued for the central and southern Texas coast. President Trump is blaming GOP congressional leaders for debt ceiling negotiations.
The president tweeting that Senate Leader Mitch McConnell and House Leader Paul Ryan rejected his request to attach legislation to increase the country's borrowing limit to a veterans bill. He added, now we have a big deal with Dems holding them up. The government will run out of money to pay its bills on September 29th unless Congress acts.
That's correspondent Wally Hines on Capitol Hill. Federal Reserve Chair Janet Yellen and other central bankers will assess the global economy at this week's annual conference in Jackson Hole, Wyoming.
Yellen and European Central Bank President Mario Draghi are due to speak on Friday. While analysts foresee no major policy changes, a surprise announcement cannot be ruled out. The Federal Reserve is raising interest rates and is preparing to pare back the $4.5 trillion it holds on its balance sheet.
As correspondent Jeremy House, Americans retreated from buying homes in July as sales sank 1.3% to their lowest level of the year. The National Association of Realtors said that sales of existing homes slipped 1.3% to a seasonally adjusted annual rate of 5.44 million units. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average right now up by 27 points. NASDAQ is down by just about 2. More on these stories from townhall.com.
Dear friends in Christ, the Reverend Michael Spurlock.
From the studio that brought you War Room and Miracles from Heaven comes All Saints, a new pastor's first assignment to close a struggling church.
I think God spoke to me.
He wants us to save this little church by making the land into a farm.
From a seed of faith grows hope.
What the heck were we started?
We are not where we started. We're somewhere completely new.
All Saints, starring John Corbett, rated PG, parental guidance suggested, in theaters August 25th. For tickets and showtimes, go to allsaintsmovie.com.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
SpaceX has unveiled a sleek white spacesuit for astronauts on its manned crew flights coming up next year.
Chief Executive Elon Musk made the big reveal via Instagram on Wednesday. SpaceX is developing a crew version of its Dragon cargo capsule for NASA astronauts. Boeing is also working to get U.S. astronauts flying again from home soil. Boeing is going blue for spacesuits for its Starliner capsules. U.S. astronauts last rocketed away from Cape Canaveral, Florida in 2011. They've been since riding Russian rockets to get to the International Space Station. Musk says the new SpaceX suit has been tested on Earth and works. He said it was incredibly hard to balance aesthetics and function. Keith Peters reporting.
Slightly more Americans applied for unemployment benefits last week, but the number remains close to historic lows. The Labor Department says applications rose by a total of 2,000. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. A former undercover CIA agent wants to buy Twitter so President Trump can't use it. Long-term U.S. mortgage rates unchanged to somewhat lower this week, with the benchmark 30-year rate marking a new low for the year at its lowest point since November. Meanwhile, the rate on the 15-year fixed-rate home loans, popular with homeowners who are refinancing their mortgages, remained at 3.16% this week. April's NFL draft had an economic impact of almost $95 million for Philadelphia, with direct spending of $56.1 million. That's according to a report commissioned by the Philadelphia Convention and Visitors Bureau and conducted by Temple University's Sport Industry Research Center. The survey found that the three-day event at Philadelphia's Art Museum drew a record 250,000 attendees from a total of 42 states. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here at KCNR 1460 in the studios of KCNR 1460 right downtown in downtown central ground zero part of Reading. Here we are, the town hall, the air. If you want to hear what's happening in this city, you need to be listening to this show. And we're going to talk about that. 530-605-4567 is our phone number. We are streaming live at KCNR1460.com.
66 degrees in downtown Reading. Going to a high of 100 today and a low of 66. On Friday, again, 100 degrees and a low of 66. Over the weekend, 104 on Saturday. On Sunday, 106. Still getting cool in the evenings, down into the 60s, high 60, 67. On Monday, 106, and then it starts down again next week, 104, 103 going into the week. And we are going to see the end of these 100-degree days, I'm just absolutely convinced. Weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. It's cool to be a Shasta Gas Propane customer. Locally and veteran-owned and operated, they give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
Okay, we got open lines now. We got an hour to talk about all these things going on. But one of the things I want to talk about was last night. At VFW Post 1934, Veterans of Foreign Wars Post 1934, as part of Beer Week, Linda and I were down there pouring beer and mixed drinks. And if you weren't down there when I'm pouring shots, you missed out. First of all, it was a great night. Best little sandwich shop in town was providing free hot dogs and stuff. You know, you could go out there. They went through, like, I don't know how many hundred hot dogs. A lot of people could come in. Here are things about your VFW Post 1934. It's right next to Woody's.
Yes.
Decent parking. I mean, it's good parking out there. You come in, and you just meet a great group of people. And you don't have to be a veteran of a foreign war to come in there and enjoy the atmosphere and the, you know, and be able to drink. You can just have to be a veteran. Now, if you're a post member, you can, or just a member of the VFW, you can bring in all as many people as you want. If you're a veteran, you can bring in your loved one and this, maybe one other person, and, you know, come in there and enjoy yourself.
And if you just want to go in, do you think a veteran would buy you a drink?
Whoa, I think that could probably happen. You may not get out of there. But it was, you know what, you know, people like Dennis that, you know, was there, a great guy, George, and so many other people. We had Miss Novella was there last night. But here came other people, too, like, Ted Ariano and Pauline, who not only is Ted a veteran of the Marine Corps, his son, Chandler, is now, he's gone through those professional diver classes. Mm-hmm. He's got a big job right there in Portland, diving. Mm-hmm. And, you know, not the deep diving, but just working on boats and stuff that pays, let me put it this way. It pays a lot more than your average hourly wage.
There you
like,
go.
How about this? Five times? Oh, no. If your average hourly wage is, what, $11,
It pays a lot more than that. How about at least nine times as much? So
yeah,
doing this kind of work, and he's gone through it. He's used his GI Bill.
Yeah.
All right. So, but the, but people coming in. So last night, the people put in for that Glock pistol, and a gentleman by the name of I'm not going to give his name, but won the pistol. Bertha won the concealed carry class. Yeah, good for you. Good on you. You get the concealed carry class, and Linda will go through that with you just because she likes to. But it was just a great time. Tammy and Phil, big shout-outs for you. This is, you know, your VFW post is a great place. First of all, it's you know, there's it's clean. It's, you know, you've got, you know, facilities there. You can barbecue. There's, you know, a lot of things happen. You have two pool tables, mm-hmm. you know, all that. And let me tell you something, and I, you know, that if you do a beer, a draft beer is like $2.75 for the, you know, big glass,
mm-hmm.
and a call brand of alcohol is $3. Some of them go up to $5, but you know the more expensive kind, but ones that you drink, or and they don't charge you for a mixer or anything. It's just, and they, you know, it's not like they're making a lot of money. They don't make a lot of money.
But it's a good social place for to get together with other veterans and people you have things in common with.
Yes.
It also supports the projects that the veterans do in the community.
Absolutely.
The VFW halls are great places.
Absolutely.
And full of really nice people.
And they are. And you know what? And we welcome veterans now. And this is what I want to talk to veterans about, because, you know, we had a couple people in there last night. One who's got he is an engineer down at Shasta working on the big turbines down there at Shasta Dam.
Mm-hmm.
He transferred up here from Hoover Dam. And he, you know, and he's an Air Force veteran. But, you know, he came in last night and he had a great time. But, you know, and he's got a super story. We're going to try and get him on at some point because he worked in the area, the testing area, the one you have to, in Las Vegas, you have to fly a plane into. Really? And he won't talk. He said, I can't talk about it. But yeah, I worked there.
Yeah.
So where are the aliens? And he goes, I can't talk about that for another, 78 years. I said, okay. Anyway, but
we'll,
it was a good
we'll get
time.
You back when you can.
Anyway, but I just want to talk about it that, you know, for all you young veterans out there, you know, you're thinking, you know, you go in there and there's no pressure. It's a good place to be. You can talk to a lot of other people there. So VFW Post 1934, or the one in Anderson, the one here in town is right next door.
Yeah, the one down the Anderson Library
and Anderson
is just a great place to stop. They have lunch during the week. They have all kinds of things going on. And you can go in and have lunch if you're not even a veteran.
Yeah, that's right. And Marcus, thank you so much for your support, bringing in other people. And we and Marcus did find his cell phone. However, we did take a bunch of butt pictures before we gave it back to you. Okay, let's go to the phone. Terry, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. Morning, Trish.
Hey,
good morning.
Big news.
Big news.
Big
tomorrow
news.
Morning at 10 o'clock at 501 I Street in Sacramento, California, at the Robert Matsui Courthouse, we are going to have the beginning of our court case tomorrow. Both the attorneys are in town. Two of the three are in town. One is in Washington, D.C. right now as we speak. And they will be – it'll start tomorrow. So if folks want to go down, that's great. There's a couple of rules I want to bring up. And then there's also something – there's some changes on our program I wanted to bring up to the folks if I could. First of all, it will be on the 15th floor, courtroom 3. Now, they may have to move us to courtroom 1 because there'll probably be too many people to get into courtroom 3, but we'll see. We're not sure whether the judge will move us or not. However, when you get there and you go inside, there's two sets of elevators. One of the elevators goes to the 7th floor, so you'll have to go to the other elevators to go up to the 15th floor. But on the 7th floor is a cafeteria, and the food is decent. The dress code is you cannot wear shorts. You can't wear shorts, you can't wear flip-flops, and you can't wear shirts with derogatory sayings, you know, cuss words and things like that. Everything else is okay. So, and also in the courtroom, you're allowed to bring water only and, not a peep. I mean, not a peep from anybody out there. That's the deal. That's the rules in the courtroom. The changes we're going to have on our radio program are going to be the following. with Scott Stapney, who is one of our attorneys who lives in Washington, Washington State, and is now moving to Sacramento, and our other attorney, Gary Zerman, who lives in Southern California. Both of them will be calling in on a regular basis onto our program to give us updates. This court case will be transparent. As you know, the program streams live. It's podcasted. I did two interviews yesterday, one with a wonderful radio station down in Southern California. I couldn't believe that the clarity of everything. Gosh, when those guys spoke, I had to turn down my phone. It was quite good. But anyway, quite an operation they have. They were liberal, but they also, at the end of the program, agreed that we should have at least one senator per county. It's crazy to have one senator for a million people. Getting back to our program, when Scott or Gary or Mark Beard call in, we will stop what we're doing because we have a policy on our program. When Bob gets the name on the telephone, he writes it on a tablet just like he does for Carl. What we do is we get to the phone ASAP. We don't leave people hanging. It's a policy we have because we want to hear from you. Now, the other thing is that when these guys are on the phone and they're calling in, no matter where we have to go, we've got to get on with them right away because they're going to give us a blow-by-blow description on what's going on in the court case. It should be fascinating, and we do know that 40 news agencies will be covering all this.
Hey, Terry, are you still there?
Yes.
Tell everybody. Well, can you hang on for a minute? You got a couple minutes?
I do, but can you speak up, Carl? I'm sorry. This seems to be a running thing with people that call into our program. For some reason, it's just it's difficult for them to hear, and I get that from more than one person.
Really? Because you're the only one that says that. Anyway,
well, no, but I'm not. Then you haven't heard our program because we've had people say it. But anyway, go ahead. No, I mean, go ahead.
We're going to take a break here. You want to hang on?
Certainly.
All right. We're going to take a break here. This portion of the show is brought to you by Wellgate Sports Club. You know, Wellgate Sports Club is one of the funnest places you're going to find to work out. You know, it's 100 or 106 degrees outside, and you're going to go, oh, it's terrible. Well, you can go inside where it's nice, but you can really, really punish your body. Whether it's spinning, whether it's free weights, any of these, you can work out at the Wellgate Sports Club. Plus, they've got the only indoor saltwater pool around. And Boheme Spa. They got it all right there at Wellgate Sports Club. Give them a call at 768-1205, or even better, stop in at the Wellgate Sports Club on the corner of Cypress and Court Street. We'll be right back.
Better way to enjoy a Sunday brunch than with great music at View 202. Linda Bott, Bruce Kalin, and Bernie Baker are back on the veranda with all your jazz favorites served up in style. This Sunday from 11:30 to 2, treat yourself, invite family and friends, and savor good music, great food, and the best view in Reading. View 202 on Hempstead Drive. Call 226-8439 to make your reservation.
It's the Reading Kia Summer SUV Clearance Event going on today at Reading Kia.
It's the real deal, and the savings are real big.
Like up to $4,000 customer cash on the 17 Kia Sorento, the highest-ranked midsize SUV in initial quality.
Up to $3,000 Kia lease cash on the all-new 17 Kia Niro Hybrid, the highest-ranked small SUV in initial quality.
Get $1,000 customer cash on the tough Kia Sportage.
And $1,500 on the 17 Soul, the highest-ranked compact multi-purpose vehicle in initial quality.
And during the Kia Summer SUV clearance event, get 0% financing on Sorento, Soul, Optima, Forte, and Sedona.
Complimentary lifetime oil changes with every vehicle purchased.
So take a test drive, make a great deal, and be happy during the Reading Kia Summer SUV clearance event.
On approval of credit subject to prior sale, must finance through Kia Motors Finance for 0% and lease offer ends September 5th.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com.
Reading Kia, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, readingkia.com.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard to find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
Suicide has no respect for age, gender, or social status, but there are things we can do to help understand and support those whose lives have been touched by suicide. Please join us on Saturday, September 9th at Caldwell Park for the Reading Out of the Darkness Walk.
I am Rhonda, and I'm walking for my daughter, Melissa.
I'm Bobette, and I'm walking for my mom, Diane.
Hi, my name is Cindy, and I'm walking for my son, Josh.
Leave the darkness behind. Go to afsp.org/reading to register, create a team, or donate.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Botten, Trish Clark, my Thursday girl, 22 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock, 66 degrees going up to 100. Today, weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where they give discounts for seniors and veterans. Give them a call, 365-3793. Four Winds Jewelry is bringing us this portion of the show. 2225 Hilltop Drive, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. They've got it all. State jewelry. Oh, this is Linda and Trish. They get down there and get into it.
Favorite candy store.
Ooh, Four Winds Jewelry. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. Wait, we got Terry Raposa on, and he's talking about the court case. Now, I know it's hard to believe, Terry, but why don't you tell people what the court case is? Some people don't know.
Well, what the court case actually is that we have sued the Secretary of State because it's in his purview as far as representation, and in this case, lack thereof, and dilution of vote, and the state of California. We've sued them both. We're going to court because we believe that we do not have, and we've adequately proved that part in the standing, that we do not have representation. In California currently, we have one senator for every million people, and we have one assemblyman for every 500,000. Now, that was capped in 1879 when we did the Constitution. And actually, they were using the numbers in representation of 1867. When you go back to 1867, there was about 417,000 people in California with the same 120 representatives we have now, 40 in the Senate and 80 in the Assembly. So at that particular time, virtually every 5,000 people had a representative. Now, the ratio has never been changed as far as senators and as far as assemblymen, as they have changed in other states. And therefore, now we have an insane amount of constituents for each senator and for each assemblyman.
And basically, Terry, what that does is they just are in their own little world down there. Nobody even knows who their representative is, and they just do what they want to. They're not representing anybody well.
You're right, Trish. And here's the thing. I mean, I've heard from our assembly people and our senators, oh, you know, we can't get back to people because there's just too many. Well, that's right. That's the problem. And the other thing, we have a gal who made 5,200 plus calls down to Sacramento. Dick Wilkinson, I think, made over 2,000 with never a response.
Yeah.
Ever. And that's not representation. See, if you had one vote and your vote counted, and that person would pay attention to you. If there were 10 people and those 10 people's votes counted in that person getting elected, then, you know, the senator or assemblyman would pay attention to you. If it was 500 people, they'd be paying attention to you. But see, the thing is now is there's so many, they don't have to pay attention to you. And not only that, but they don't care. That's the sad part. And one last thing on a particular senator, who happens to be a Republican, by the way. He stated simply he couldn't get back to his constituents because there was just too many.
Yeah.
How is that representation?
It's not.
It's not.
And that's why this lawsuit is really important. You know, whether you agree or whatever side of the political spectrum you're on. Let me put it this way. Non-representation isn't right. You know, I don't care what side of it is because everybody, you know what? Everybody, damn it, agrees is that we need, you know what? You're up here and you get one vote. It doesn't, you know, and I don't, you know, and
it
I've heard it.
It doesn't
I've heard
which
it from
side
both sides. It does make a difference. It's not fair. And
you're
so, and they all go, well, we don't like the state of Jefferson. Well, what's your alternative? Well, here's your alternative. And people need to get behind this. Are you raising money for this case, Terry?
Yes, we are.
Okay, where do people help with this?
Sal, you probably got the brochure in there. You could probably give the I'll have her get on the phone. She'll give the address of that.
Yeah, because people need to help. This isn't for free, but here's what can happen is at the end of this, and this one, by the way, the important part of this, Terry, let me just paraphrase this, is this is a three-judge court, right? Panel?
By the way, the important part of this, Terry, if I let me just paraphrase this, is...
Hello, Terry?
Terry,
is somebody there?
Well, let me explain that. Sal, you're going to have to mute yourself, hon.
Hello, Terry?
Yeah, I'm here. Sally, you have to mute yourself. Okay, anyway.
I'm talking to myself out there.
Turned the radio off.
Sally. She was on the other end. She's got that information, but I just had her mute.
Isn't this a three-judge panel, and no matter
okay,
what
here's
happens?
Here's the deal on that. Okay, just so you know. First of all, obviously we have standing. The judge requested a three-judge panel on August the 3rd. Now, she's going to go over that because the state filed an ex parte motion to stop her request. Now, very quickly, an ex parte motion is an emergency motion. For example, let's say that Trish is your attorney, Carl, and she goes to the court and she said, hey, if you don't dismiss this case in 24 hours, Carl's going to die. That's an emergency motion. But their motion was basically that everybody in California is screwed on the deal. Everybody in California has a lack of representation. What makes these people any different? I kid you not, in four pages, that's what they said. Now, the three-judge panel and the importance of it is that if we get a three-judge panel, and it looks like that's forthcoming, the three-judge panel, whether they rule for our side or they rule for the other side, the direct appealing process is to the Supreme Court of the United States of America.
Yeah.
And we believe that our case is strong enough, and our attorneys believe that with this appeal process, that's why the state is starting to scramble now and think of anything they can to stop what we're doing.
And this is the big thing. This is what we've said before. No matter what happens in this case, it's going to go to SCOTUS. And if it goes to SCOTUS, they're going to have a big say on are we represented, and can they come back? But here's the question. Can the Supreme Court of the United States order the state to redo their way of representation in the state?
Here's what the Supreme Court could do, and we believe would do. The Supreme Court could come back and say, our opinion is, because remember, the Supreme Court only has opinions.
Right.
Even though people think it's rulings, it's opinions.
Right.
The Supreme Court could say, our opinion is that the folks in the state of California obviously have a lack of representation, and therefore their vote has been diluted. So therefore, California and the plaintiffs, you guys have to get together and figure out a way to give them more representation. How that looks
is up to you guys. But you need to do something to give them more representation, because a million to one is not representation. That's what they could give an opinion on.
Okay. All right.
Well, Terry, this is great. And, you know, all the information, we look forward to the updates as they go on. Good luck on the case tomorrow down in Sacramento. I think it's marvelous. And so do we have information about where people can donate to this cause?
Sally has that right here.
All right, Terry, thanks.
Let's do that quickly, and then we'll have to take a break.
Sally, you have to unmute, honey.
Hello. Or just, I tell you what, just send cash and checks to Carl.
You can send a check to SOJ Formation, P.O. Box 751, Palisadro, California, soon to be Jefferson, 96073.
Now, this money will go to the for the defense fund then, right?
Yes, it will go strictly to the court case.
All right. Sally, thanks a lot.
Thank you, Terry,
for the update. And tell us what happens here, of course. I know you're going to talk about it Sunday.
Our program will have updates and transparency, and that is on at 9 o'clock on this radio station, KCNR.
The radio station.
Yes. Streamed live.
Yeah. All right.
And also podcast it. Because, Carl, you are ground zero, buddy, for more than you know.
There you go. Hey, you know what? We go back again. The benefits of being with our station and of advertising with our station is we are the voice. And whether you're announcing that you're running for city council or for United States Senate or that we need more representation, this is where it starts, right here. Thanks a lot, buddy.
All right,
we're going to take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. It's going to be 100 degrees today. Everybody thinking, it's getting a little cooler. Well, what happens next? Cold. So have you checked all those filters? Are you ready for the winter? We warned you about the summer, and as many of you did not believe us, and you had to come out and have people change your filters. So here, get in front of it. Go to Alliance Heating and Air, better-known business, the only ones that we would recommend. Alliance Heating and Air. Give them a call, 221-2642, or check out their website, homecomfort.org. Tell them Carl sent you. We'll be right back.
Loving you isn't the right thing.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
A full-service spa is our most amazing amenity at Wind River Resort and Casino that will cleanse away your stress and renew you. Step inside and begin a relaxing journey that will soothe the mind and awaken the spirit. At Wind River Retreat, indulge in our beautiful spa overlooking the calming waters of Clear Creek. Let us help you unwind your mind, body, and soul with catered and customized treatments. Our spa is modern, serene, and clean. Here at Wind River Retreat, our exceptional menu of treatments allows you to select services that will calm the mind, body, and soul. Spend an hour or spend the day with us, offering massage, facials, nail care, and waxing. Featuring Dermalogica products for skin care and body treatments, we're the only spa in Reading that has a steam and sauna for both men and women. Book your appointment today at 530-245-9494. Visit WindRiverSpa.com. Gift certificates available for purchase. Relaxation is better at the river.
Holiday Harbor, we've got it all for you. But we're more than just great houseboats. We have the vacation you have been looking for without the drive or airport hassle. Fishing boats, patio boats, 47-foot party cruisers, wakeboards, jet skis, and stand-up paddleboards. If it floats or you can pull it behind a boat, we probably have it for your enjoyment. Visit Holiday Harbor, exit 695 of Interstate 5, or go to LakeShasta.com. Holiday Harbor, your own vacation in town.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we offer up the latest tech news you can use. Hi, it's Bob Belongi. It's even easier to listen to the show now that we're on iTunes. You'll find our archives and articles at BoomerTechRadio.com, and the show is streamed live at KCNR1460.com. We review the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, and make sure you are up to date on the latest tech trends. Boomer Tech Radio, Saturday from noon to 2 p.m. on KCNR 1460, and now available as a podcast on iTunes.
Got something stuck in your craw? Give us a call, 605-4567.
We're not going to take it. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. You know what? We are your town hall of the air. We are. You know, you want to have a town hall. You want to talk about something. You want to find out what's going on. This is the place. Good morning. 25 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock, I'm here with Trish Clark, 605-4567. We're going on open calls today. 66 degrees, going up to 100. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens, man's last stronghold. Can't think of another place that I would go to get a haircut. Absolutely. Discounts for seniors and veterans. Okay.
Yesterday. Okay, so you did a groundswell breaking news story. I think that was great.
It was, and we, you know, it was breaking that the night before. I mean, we're at a dinner party, so it's not like. And Linda, who says, you know, don't talk on the, you know, and I don't usually. I don't talk or I don't text. You know, I'm having well, we're with a group of people. And some of these people I didn't know. And then, I was told earlier in the day there may be an announcement, and they wanted to do it on our show. And I went, okay, you know, so I just kind of waited. And, then it started going ding. It didn't ding because I took it off, but it would start vibrating. It would vibrate. So I'm looking down, and I look down, and there's the name, Erin Reznor. She says, looks like I'll be on your show tomorrow, 7:30, big smiley face on it. And she came on and just hit a home run.
Good. I want to say, because there, I want to congratulate her on having the guts to come out in the process of the recall. There's people will say, oh, I want to get in the middle of that. I want to see if they get the signatures. I want to do this. I want to do that. I don't want them to get angry with me. All these things. If she wants and thinks she can make a difference, which I think she
can. That's exactly what she said.
Then she needs to stand up and be counted. Put her money where her mouth is.
Let's make
I just congratulate her on being the first one to jump into the pot, get into the fray.
And get into the fight.
Here's the thing.
And I want to make this really clear for everybody that's listening. She's ambivalent to the recall.
Yeah.
When I say that. She is saying that I will run in the next election. So if it's a recall, so be it. But if not, I'm running in the next election because I think I can make a difference. So when I say that she's in, you know, she's not pushing a recall or anything. She just says, look,
the next election that comes up, I'm going to be a candidate.
I'm going to be in it because this is why. Yeah. I'm a businesswoman. I have seen this town deteriorate. I have ideas on how we can do this. I know how to run a business. I know how to run a successful business and what it takes, the collaboration that they use and how you have to build consensus. And she said, the first thing I'll do is go to every head of a department there and say, so what's going good? What's going bad? And what would you do? You know what? And you know everybody talks like that, but I'm looking at a person, and I'm not casting aspersions about anybody else, but she's put herself out just like you said early. And there's going to be, but see, she's got such a positive image and name, Woman's Fund. Okay, so who's big in the Woman's Fund? Well, you know, some of the our more progressive people in this in the city are in this. She's a business owner. Did you know that? And they don't even advertise this. Veterans get a dollar off any drink. Did you know that? Because they don't say anything; they just do it because that's the way Erin and Chris Reznor are.
So, yes, it was big news. And if you happen to see it in the searchlights, you see where they broke the news, saying it was broken on our station. So thank you, Carol.
You know, but I think I can't emphasize enough that there was a period when I first ran for office where there was a recall threatened against the supervisor that was ahead of me. And everybody kept dancing around the fact that, well, I'm not going to run. I don't agree with the recall effort, so I'm not going to get into that election. But they were going to run in the next regular election, and I said, so you're not going to get involved in the next election, which is if it's a recall.
Yeah.
I mean, and she's exactly right. The next election is a recall. So you're going to let somebody else get into the position in the recall, and then you're going to run against the new incumbent who's just been in office for a year or 6 months? That doesn't make any sense at all. So if you're going to be serious about running for city council in the next election, you need to jump in now. And I think that there's no question that she did the right thing and in a timely manner. And not only that, I don't personally know her, but boy, I just hear nothing but great things about the candidacy. People are think it's a very positive step for the city.
I was getting text and things. You know, if you just look at what people are saying and they're shared like 15 times. So I think that's good. Is that all?
That's all according to the Reading Police Department.
Well, that 7 pounds of heroin is only worth $330,000.
I don't
believe that. Okay. So much for you, Bob. Okay, you just looked it up and I just said, I don't believe it. Try again. Go in there.
I'll check Craigslist.
Okay, check Craigslist. See how much they're charging on Craigslist. Okay.
Maybe you always go stand on the corner and figure it out.
Just find out. See, I mean, is this is 7 pounds of heroin and it's only... Okay, well, here is... Okay, you know what? That could absolutely be true.
Because
and you
there's
know what?
So much of
there's
it out
so
there.
So much of it, and it's so cheap, this is why they're going to heroin.
There you go.
Well, okay,
you know, this is
there you
part,
go.
This is
Supply
a lot of the... You know, we keep talking about the border issues and the ceiling of the border. Jump totally to another subject. But part of that issue is along with the illegals coming across, which has kind of been handled by enforcing the existing laws,
yeah,
which is what they're doing now under this administration. Instead of just turning their head, they're actually enforcing the laws that are in existence about immigration into the country. We've cut it way back. But the thing we're not handling really well is the drug flow into this country, i.e. heroin that's coming across that border in by the ton.
Yeah.
We can get a much better handle on that and control it with more security on the...
Well,
on
more security. And they're saying, well, it's a wall. It's not necessarily a wall all the way across. But there could be security around there.
It could be chains. It could be a electric fence. It can be all different kinds of things.
Well, you can have
sensors. Areas.
You can have drones out there.
Exactly.
You know, and here's... You know,
seal it. It doesn't matter whether it's a concrete wall.
Let's go to Trump here for a minute. Trump has done a number of significant things lately that are good. You're not hearing that. All you're concentrating on is something that's tweeted or something like that. Here's some things. He's made a significant speech on Afghanistan. You know what? Afghanistan, he says, and I'll admit it, it's easy to talk about it till you're sitting behind the, you know, you're sitting here in the Oval Office that, you know, and then they tell you everything that's going on. Okay, here's what we have to do. I'm going to put 4,000 more troops in there. We're going to, you know, do a partnership with this, and we're going to, you know, go forward and to keep it from going back into the Taliban and ISIS. However, I didn't see a exit strategy on this. Or is this going to be someplace like Korea that we're there forever?
Well, but in fact, none of his people actually said 4,000.
Okay, I'm just kind of
disagree a little on that,
okay,
because I think part of the issue is that they're not telling us what they're going to do. They are saying, I'm turning it over to the military.
When I say 4,000,
and
it
I'm
could
going
be
to
any
let
number.
Them yeah. determine what their action is, but they were changing the rules of engagement. We're going to actually let them go in and do their military thing and fight and do what they need to do. That's what I'm hearing directly from him.
Well,
not necessarily from the media as they interpret it.
And nor should it be for the media. It should be a plan that they have. However, I would love to hear What's the exit strategy, or is there one? If there's no exit strategy, if it's something we're going to have to be there, like we in Korea,
yeah,
in Germany,
I don't,
we need to say that. We need to say this is something we're going to have troops there for the next 20 years at least, to be able to take control and keep the Taliban off, stop using it as a base like they used to come and attack us before.
Yeah, and I think that's absolutely true. I really am. Like, again, I'm going to go with the fact that I think they know exactly what they're doing. I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt. And I don't think they're going to share it with us, and I applaud that.
Well, we had
the plan.
I think
that's the problem that we keep highlighting and telling everybody exactly what our next step is going to be down to the hour, and then we wonder why it doesn't work because, gosh, the other side already knows what we're doing.
The other part that he did was he's just passed a bill, by the way, that passed almost unanimously through the House and the Senate, a way of streamlining veterans' appeals in the system. Because now, as you know, some of them are taking years. So what he's done is he signed this and said, okay, look, you know, we're going to do this another way, and everybody agrees, whatever it takes, but when a veteran puts in paperwork for injuries or for a claim, it's going to be streamlined. We're not going to have them piled up for 5, 6, 7 years, hidden in closets and all this, as they were under the last administration, by the way. And let's just be serious, under the Bush administration, too. So this is going to streamline. This is huge news. Did you see it anywhere?
No.
No.
You know, I'm going to recommend to a lot of people that if you just want to know exactly what is going on with that administration, there are all kinds of opportunities with social media to do that. And if you tune in, take a look at the Heritage Foundation and the Daily Signal and the posts that they come up with. They cover every one of his speeches, and I don't think the American people really understand how often he speaks and actually comes out. And then we get the filtered crap through them.
Well, they have a tendency.
They focus on all of the garbage and parse every word and try to make something different out of it. I recently posted a really good thing that came across. About the, sick and tired of everything that the president does being torn apart and parsed and criticized, and no other president in the history of the United States has gone through what this man is going through. And then he gets criticized for coming out and speaking as often as he does, because he's going to get his message across in spite of the media.
In spite of the media. You're right. Okay, we're going to take a break. Here's what I want to talk about. How would you like to lose a job because of your name? We'll be right back, and we're going to be talking about that.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. This is America, a country where at least half of the population still believe in godly moral values. They still believe this country was created for a godly purpose. We will never allow the overthrow of our country and Constitution from within. We will protect our God-given rights, such as freedom of speech and religion, and our right to protect ourselves and loved ones at any cost. But let's never forget, real freedom begins in a relationship with Jesus Christ. If you're looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
On Saturday, September 9th, bring your family to the fair, the annual Orchard Nutrition Center Health Fair.
Hi, my name is Chad David here at Orchard Nutrition Center. We've been holding our annual health fair for several years now. Our goal is to show the community what's out there for organic, GMO-free, natural. Show what vendors are actually local to Shasta County, Trinity County.
You'll have an opportunity to sample some of the Orchard Nutrition Center products and talk directly to vendors.
Enjoy great food from the barbecue, including chicken and sausage from Smart Chicken, beef from Hat Creek Grown, and the always delicious Orchard Pizza. Entertainment from blues guitar singer Jimmy Limo, and plenty of fun for the kids, including a reptile party, raffles, and much more. The annual Orchard Nutrition Center Health Fair, Saturday, September 9th at Orchard Nutrition Center, 221 Locust Street in Reading. For more information, visit them on Facebook or online at orchardnutrition.com. Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
Here's another energy-saving tip from REU, Reading's Electric Utility. Did you know some newer TVs, DVD players, and other items like chargers for electronic devices constantly draw a small amount of energy, even when off or not in use? When possible, either unplug or use power strips so you can easily turn off multiple items at once. For more energy-saving tips, visit us at reupower.com or call us at 339-7200. REU and you, powerful together.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with Care Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Reading's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. Care Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant on Friday morning, September 15th from 8 to 9 a.m. on Free Fire Radio, here on AM 1460 KCNR.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. I love this song. But I'm not going to ever sing it again because I heard myself singing it. And it just, you know, it just destroys the whole ambiance of the whole thing. Hey, welcome back, everybody. Our last segment of the show here. It's 10 minutes and 4, the hour of 9 o'clock. Tomorrow, we're going to have Linda's going to be in here. She's going to be in with her her co-host, Eric Wichtum.
Mm.
And I got a surprise guest for them, too. And plus, we've got a lot of other things going on tomorrow. This portion of the show brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction, Ted Leidy. Ted's been out of the country for a little while, but he's back. I think he got back last night or he's getting back today. It's the most complete CCW training you're going to find in California. This is the largest single privately owned company in California, 28 counties and going into 29, tactical rifle, defensive pistol, you name it, they teach it. Northern Firearms Instruction. And right now they have free, did you get this, free CCW classes for ladies. They're going to have one class, 50 ladies. It's free. It's been underwritten. Wow. You get a hold. Go down to readingccw.com and sign up. Or give them a call at 530-999-1822. But sign up. You can sign up for it. And sign up quick. You know, it may already be filled up. I'm not sure because we've been advertising this. But it's been underwritten by a company. And so the first 50 ladies get a free class.
Wonderful.
So that's cool, huh?
Okay. You know, I encourage the ladies that are, you're thinking about it, you're interested, go through the training, get comfortable with the gun. You don't even have to carry all the time, but just put yourself in that position. Take advantage of another way to think about protecting yourself.
Okay. Now, I mentioned somebody's already jumped in on me and is standing on my chest, and you're right. I may have a little hyperbole right there. ESPN, which has gone clearly MS. It's MS ESPN, I guess you could say.
Yeah,
They've gone so far into the tank and the left, it's just, you know, it's just totally remarkable.
Name me one station that isn't.
This is sports.
Yeah.
Anyway, so the University of Virginia has got a football game, and the announcer for the football game from ESPN's name was Robert Lee. So, Robert Lee. And so when they saw this, ESPN said, oh, my God, he can't do this. I mean, look what's happened. Oh,
well, what's going on? We can't possibly offend people.
Yeah, we're going to move him to another game. Okay. And so you think about it. This guy was moved to another game. Maybe it's a smaller game. Who knows? He was moved. But his name is Robert Lee. Here's the best part. If you look at a photo of Robert Lee, he is an Asian American.
Yes. I'm not sure you can say Asian American.
He's Asian. Okay, he's Asian. I'm not sure how to say it anymore. But
that's what I love about his
ethnic group is Asian. Robert Lee. All right?
Yeah.
And I mean, you think about this. How ludicrous has this become? That
absolutely
you get moved
absurd
from a football game because your name is Robert Lee.
bounce back to what I said in the first hour, at the beginning. And just, it's gone insane. There is no common sense left within the sound of our voice. It's just this absolute political correct, afraid to say something or do something that's going to offend somebody. And you can do that by opening your mouth about anything. But people need to get over it and get on with their life and move away from all of this nonsense that is controlling everything we do. It makes no sense. When I'm hearing this, I'm just going, Asian American and Robert Lee. And if, what are we all going to have to now change our name because our name or the way we pronounce it or whatever is going to offend somebody for some reason?
Okay, let's talk about offending people again.
Well, I can do that.
The sergeants, the New York City's Sergeants Union just released a video calling saying that it's blue is the new racism, saying is that police, no matter what their ethnic group, they're being racially profiled, they're being attacked because they're wearing blue, and that just because they're wearing blue and they're police, now they're being profiled, now they're under attack. And you know, and you've got to take a look at, you know, if it's wrong to attack people because of their color, well, our color's blue. Well, when they put this out, and then they went in, and there's no place for hate, you know, they went on like that. I mean, but the NAACP came out just swinging after that, saying, how can you say that? You're just going to, when you take off your uniform, you're no longer profiled, but if you're a person of color can't take off their skin. And which is true. However, what they were saying was, when you're wearing blue in the United States, you become a target. Six policemen shot down in one day. Five others assassinated. What reason? Because they're cops.
Well, and it goes into anything with a uniform now, and they're doing the same thing. And we've got, we're to the point where in your larger cities, the people that represent the fire department, they're having to wear flak vests. They're having to be armed because they're a target, because they're the safety officer kind of profile again. We got to back up. You wonder why this white supremacist thing has gotten so big all of a sudden. Do you think maybe the white people in this country are feeling just a little bit pressured? I mean, if you stop and think about it, we're becoming the minority in our own country, and no, we can't open our mouth about anything because we automatically are being racist or homophobe or whatever. If you're just a white person, you have no rights at all left in this country.
There was a letter to the editor Sunday that I read on Monday from a lady from Manton. They said it's not white supremacy. It's white male supremacy. And she took white males to task, saying that there would not be all of these things happening. It's not white supremacy. It's white males. This is the cause of all the problems in the world. I don't remember that. Remember that from Monday?
I do remember that.
Yeah, Kathy, whatever her name is, from Manton.
But it's only white males.
But it's only white males are the problems.
Yeah.
And it's been like this through history. And it gave, you know, that, you know, because, you know, colonization and putting, extermination and all these things. And I'm thinking, but okay. I mean, I didn't mean okay. I see that. But what about things like vaccines and drugs and medicine and engineering and all this? You know, there are white males in that too. I mean, do we forget that? I mean, white males, but I'm not going to apologize for being a white male. I am not going to apologize for being a white male.
But Carl, here's the deal. When you go back in our history, if we haven't erased it all, and we can maybe pull some of that out of the history book that they haven't rewritten, the people that came over here as white males, they all had issues too. If you were Irish, if you were German, if you were Italian, if you were all of these things, they had names for all of them, and they were
Irish
targeted.
Did not apply.
There you go.
No, and Irish or dogs.
And so, I mean, why we need to stop celebrating our diversity and start celebrating the fact we're all Americans. Don't put me in a box. I refuse to fill out
those. We've got parts.
Things that try to put me down, even down my ethnicity. I'm American.
You know,
that's all you need to know.
Here's the thing: is do we have some spots in our history that have been bad.
Oh, yes, sure.
Absolutely. Just
every
like
country does.
Every other country. Should we learn from this and try and move forward? But I tell you what, neo-Nazis, white supremacist groups, they hate people strictly because of color
there's
or the religion.
There's no place for that.
And on the other hand, there's no place for any group that hates any other ethnic group because of their color.
And wait, but what is the new names? We're running out of time here.
We are.
But who is this? What do they call it in the left now?
Antifa.
I'm just up to here with it. They got new acronyms and new names and new things and come on.
Antifa has been around though since it's been around a long time.
What?
At least since the Spanish Civil War, and they were fighting against the fascist.
And they referred
side.
To them as Antifa.
Yeah, they were Antifa then. Yep, anti-fascist. That's what they
are.
And they have fought through different places.
And when they show up, they show up armed.
When they show up, they show up armed.
They show up to fight. And
The other thing, too, remember Arlington National Cemetery was Robert E. Lee's plantation. Well, it really belonged to his wife. But the Union took it, and the general that took that hated Lee. And so he took all the property and he started burying Union troops there.
Yeah.
To make sure that Lee never got it back.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool. Okay, everybody, tomorrow. Linda and Eric Wittstrom of Five Star Bank. Wait for the surprises for that. Have a great day. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Let's try and be some good guys out there.
The good guys at Tobacco and Brew bring you the news on KCNR's Shasta Redding.
I'm Rich Thomason. The Texas Gulf Coast bracing for the arrival of a slow-moving tropical storm named Harvey, although it could be a Category 3 hurricane by the time it makes landfall tomorrow, possibly dumping more than 20 inches of rain. Aircraft have been sent up to monitor the storm.
Based on data from those planes, it's strengthened a little. So the maximum estimated sustained winds are now up to 45 miles per hour. The storm is moving north at about 10 miles per hour, so it's actually beginning to pick up some forward speed.